Two teams clinging to postseason hopes, the Rangers taking on the Mariners, and the Fish Market open in Seattle, of course. Pick up the action in this one in the fourth inning with the Rangers leading at 1-0. Martin Perez facing Kyle Seager.
And they're doing it without one of their star players in Miguel Sano. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch swung on, ground ball to first, taken by Gallo, steps on the bag. A throw down to Andrews, stopping in the line is Cano, heading back to first. The throw back to Gallo from Andrews. Gallo with the tag on Robbie Cano, and that will be a double play to win the inning.
Set. Go ahead and run at third. Here's the pitch. Bunt is shown. A throw back to third base. Alonso way off the bag. Snap tag put down by Robinson. And Alonso is out.
And the 1-2 on the way. Swinging a fly ball into right field. Drifting back is Haniger. Near the 1-8 track, he's there. And will make the catch. Tagging to third. Middlebrooks heading home. He's going to score. The throw into second base is cut off by Robbie Cano. Shin-Soo Chu with a sacrifice into right field. He had to catch it and then kind of reach a little bit to his left. Here's the pitch on the way, swinging a broken back ground ball wide of Seager, diving to third into left field for a hit. DeShields rounding third, heading home. Up of the ball is Gamble. The throw to the plate wide. Zunino has to go get it. DeShields scores from second, a base hit by Elvis Andrews, and the Rangers now lead it 3-1 on the throw home. Andrews will wind up on its second base.
Alex Claudio's ninth save as the Rangers win their second straight, taking it 3-1. They move to within 3.5 games of the Twins for that second wild card spot. Martin Perez, the victory, allowing one run and 6 1/3 frames. Delino DeShields and Adrian Beltre, each with 2 hits and a run scored. The Mariners come up short against the Rangers. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Yeah, you know, Guillermo was trying to, try to push a ball towards first base, and you know, he did the right thing. He didn't get a strike, but you know, we got a little too aggressive coming down third baseline, and just didn't execute the play. But, we didn't get much going offensively tonight. I thought Mike Leake was again outstanding. Gave us exactly what we needed, kept us right in the ball game there. We struggled to get much going against Perez, obviously, and it was kind of the story of the game. It's going to come down to one run here or there. We just kind of had the feeling of that game. That type of game, and unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of it. Disappointing night, obviously. Chance to gain ground in this race, and you lose another day. You don't lose ground, but you lose a day, and that's a big thing right now. So can't do anything about this one tonight. We got to come back tomorrow. We got to get going offensively again, kind of like we were in Texas before Houston shut us down, and we got to get after it tomorrow night. But tough one to lose. Just didn't get enough going offensively to keep much pressure on them.
Chris has been your eighth inning guy all year. He's now at career highs for innings pitched and appearances. Are you seeing some of that, fatigue or hitting a wall set in?
Well, Nick hasn't been as sharp, with his location. That's how he does it, with the deception and the cut fastball. And he's missed location a little bit, just hasn't quite had the deception or life on the ball. But he has been our guy. We wouldn't even be in this spot if it wasn't for him and the job that he's done throughout the year. And being our eighth inning guy and locking it down, certainly against, right-handed hitters, it was the right spot for him in the game. Like I said, that's been his spot all year. Gomez with the leadoff pinch hit double, right down the line. They executed the bunt perfectly. It was they made the plays at the end of the game, and obviously we didn't. So, but Vinny's had a great year for us. It's just the last couple times out, it's been a little bit of a struggle for him.
The series against the Rangers continues on Wednesday. Felix Hernandez on the hill.